This week on Hyperspace Broadcasts, Waiting for Goku, Part 3 of Too Many. Welcome to Hyperspace Broadcasts, a podcast where we discuss our memories of a specific Toonami program before watching it and trying to determine if it was worth revisiting. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And this week, we're talking about Dragon Ball Z, episodes 61 through 70.
Yeah, it sure is more DBZ.
Here's my reaction to these episodes.
Just the classic DBZ cowering in fear noise that you hear many times every episode. And I
yeah,
don't get
pretty
it.
Much.
I don't think in real life, and you know, I haven't had too many like crazy scary moments in life, but I've never been like
yeah, you've never stuttered
it,
due
that
to fear.
Power. Impossible.
I think, like, my assumption is that the reason that it's done like that is because, like, showing someone terrified without any kind of audio would be kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to imagine any of those scenes just silent.
Well, they got so much dang time to fill.
Yeah, right. And, of course, also there's 6, the problem.
6,000 episodes.
Yeah, also there's the problem that you need to show every character's reaction to ensure that
yeah
you have as much time filled as possible.
I don't want to make broad cultural statements, and I'm not going to, but it is an interesting thing that you see in like some Japanese stuff that's like, you know, with like reality shows and stuff, they'll have like Iron Chef, you have like the window that shows like the judge's reactions while something else is happening on screen, like a picture in picture with reactions. It's interesting.
That sounds cool. I'd be okay
I wonder if that kind of lends itself in this manner. I don't know.
I wish this was picture in picture. That would be like the greatest thing if it showed Frieza powering up and then just showed in the corner, like
what they should do
a little
Kai.
Thing of Krillin. Yeah.
Kai
runs. Here's an edit I want to see made. I want to see. We're getting way off track right off the bat.
It doesn't matter.
We have to fill time
to talk about.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see someone edit a version of Kai that also plays in a picture-in-picture thing the original like broadcast of the show. Starting on episode one and like continuing it, so you know the second episode of Kai is the second episode of DBZ, etc., etc. Just because, like, just to see how far away the original broadcast gets from Kai.
Yeah. You get to like episode 100 of the original show and Kai's over. Like,
yeah, right. It would be like it would be like watching a sprinter compete against Usain Bolt, like. Off the bench, or not the bench, but, you know, off the block, they're kind of close, but then Bolt just completely pulls ahead, and the other guy looks like an idiot. Like,
yeah,
that would be what it would be like.
It's like, yeah, oh, Goku's doing this, and Goku's doing that, okay. And it's like, oh, no, wait, it skipped all the Gohan stuff. There's no fucking dinosaur hangout session.
Oh, man. God.
I almost wish for dinosaur hangout sessions.
Yeah, at this point, that would be more interesting than what's happening. Speaking of what's happening,
yeah,
I mean, here's the summary in one sentence. Frieza is fought by various characters, and Frieza transforms through all of his forms. You know, first, second, third, fourth, and Goku is continuously in a little Bacta pod.
Oh my god.
Thinking about how everyone's getting their ass beat.
It cuts to him, no lie, probably 30 to 40 plus times. Just cuts to Goku in a Bacta tank going, oh man, Something really crazy must be going on outside. Whoa, Vegeta's gotten a lot stronger. Like, he's just, like, telepathically knows this shit. And it's the most useless shit, and it keeps doing it over and over again. Sometimes it'll just cut to him for a second, and it'll go, oh! And then it cuts back to, like, oh, Frieza got more powerful. It's so stupid. Oh, it takes up so much time. Like, God, Kai was a blessing. Making Dragon Ball Z Kai, which, if you don't know, is a abridged version of DBZ with some of the filler shit cut out. Oh my God. Like, yeah, and even Kai kind of drags. And I said that last week, Jesus. I apologize, because the show, this DBZ is going to, like, repeat itself and constantly kind of have the same shit happening. We might repeat ourselves a little bit. I'll try not to.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, just in general, if you watch this show with us, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the
thing.
We're
going to run out of shit to talk about.
This show is very samey from episode to episode.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, if you want to dive into, like, a deeper synopsis, it's like, what?
Yeah,
they
well,
the dragon,
I mean, let's
they get
do that.
Piccolo back. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, basically, we have, like, I think in the end of last block, it was hinted that Vegeta's, like, sick or something. So, so get this.
Unwell,
he has to take a nap.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. That's literally, like, the resolution to his two-episode-long buildup of him, like, sweating and looking ill, is that he has to go to sleep. So he takes a nap next to Goku, which is, I would assume, like, one of the best repeating GIFs of all time.
What did you just say?
Supposedly that's how the creator of the format wants it pronounced.
Yeah, graphical interface format.
Yeah.
Graphical. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just doing what the format creator says, man.
I don't
but
care.
Anyway, so while Vegeta is asleep, Gohan and Krillin decide to steal all the Dragon Balls, take them away to a point, and then have Dende summon the dragon and basically do whatever they want with the wishes while Vegeta sleeps. So they do this. They wish back Piccolo.
Don't wake Daddy.
Yeah, and also, like, there's all these dumb rules. This is one of the things about Dragon Ball Z that's really strange, is the way that the dragons work and their rules are kind of just, like, they seemingly exist just for the sake of, you know, well, what'll make this more interesting in this moment?
And yeah, just constant fake magical rules, and it's like,
yeah, so
oh, we have
in
really
this
great
case,
idea for a wish, it doesn't work because of this.
Yeah, so in this case, it's like, well, the Namek dragon can only wish back one person at a time, but you get three wishes. Whereas the Earth dragon, you could be like, I want everyone killed by Vegeta to come back to life, and they all would. So they wish Piccolo back, and then they wish him to Namek because, you know, he wants to see his homeworld for the first time and to fight Frieza.
Right. And like, this whole time, it's just the longest deliberation to make this decision of, like, how to wish and what to wish for. And you have fucking the peanut gallery of Yamcha, Tien, Chaozu, and King Kai all bickering over, like, who's to go first? Like, no, summon Yamcha. Yeah, that'll really help.
Yeah, just fucking bring Chaozu back to life.
Just
like,
Chaozu.
It's those scenes are pretty damn insufferable. There's really no question about that. Vegeta wakes up. He goes, like, he sees that the sky is dark and that the dragon is there. He spouts off a series of lines of dialogue that make no sense coming out of Vegeta's mouth, which we'll talk about later. A lot of really kiddified foul language.
Darn.
Gosh. Yeah, gosh. And then Vegeta flies to where the dragon is and basically threatens everyone into wishing for him to become immortal. Unfortunately for him, but fortunately for everyone else, right before the wish is sort of, I guess, processed by the dragon, the guru dies and the Dragon Balls become inert. Yeah,
guru just randomly dies. It's like, no.
I mean, to be fair, it's been indicated that he's very, very close to death since basically his first appearance. So, I mean,
like, he's super old.
Yeah, right. So he,
I thought for a second that, like, Frieza was going to kill him.
Yeah, no. So Guru dies, Vegeta's not immortal, and Frieza shows up, and this is where things get uninteresting, because essentially after this, all that happens is that Piccolo fuses with the nearly dead Nail to become super strong, and then Piccolo fights Frieza, and Frieza transforms a couple times.
Like, Vegeta fights Frieza for a little bit, then Piccolo fights Frieza, Gohan fights Frieza, Krillin gets impaled by Frieza.
Krillin at one point distracts Frieza by flying around stupidly for like 3 minutes.
And then it's like Vegeta comes back and fights Frieza again. Like, it's just that over and over again with Dende healing them in the middle until at the end, Frieza just fucking blasts Dende.
because he realizes that he's healing them over and over.
And
that's it. That's the block.
Yeah. That with a couple dumb transformations in between.
Yeah, right. With some
Frieza
really...
transforms into a big bulky form with like devil horns, which kind of looks cool.
Yeah, that one's fine.
And then transforms again into the stupidest looking like xenomorph kind of head, but like really dopey looking.
Yeah, I do not hate that form as much as you do, but it is by far his dumbest looking form. It looks ridiculous.
It's just a silly looking form, and it lasts one episode, which might as well be like 1 second in DBZ. If you translate DBZ time,
to episode time. Yeah, no, the third form though, like he transforms into it after fighting toe-to-toe with Piccolo in his second form for a bit. Then he's like, oh, I'm really going to kick your ass. Transforms into his third form. Then, obviously, he can beat Piccolo in this form. Like, he beats him up. But he says, no, you know what? I'm going to transform into my fourth form just to see you guys sweat, I guess, even though I can beat all of you to death in this form easily. So he does that. Vegeta fights him briefly. Frieza reveals that he was just toying with Vegeta and then kicks the crap out of him as Goku finally gets out of his little liquid chamber. And
what, how many episodes was he in there? I guess 10 episodes.
Like 10. Yeah. About 10, yeah.
Because in the very beginning, he's dragged off to that.
I probably will make a supercut of every time it cuts back to Goku in the chamber and just have kind of Goku's commentary over the battle.
It's so bad.
It's not, like many things in Dragon Ball Z, I'm not sure I'd call it bad. It's just constant.
It's relentless.
Exactly. Yeah. Relentless is a good word. Like, it's a thing that's cool the first two times, but once you've seen it 15 times, like, I don't want to see it anymore. Do something else.
So, let's get into our favorite episodes as far as we can, you know, determine.
The zeniths and the nadirs of this extremely even
flat line of a show.
Yeah, exactly. That is one of the things that's annoying about talking about this show. Like, unlike, say, Real Adventures of Johnny Quest or Reboot, I can't really... It is actually challenging to pick a favorite and least favorite episode out of a block, because they are so, it's consistent in kind of a bad way. Like, it all feels very much the same. It kind of blends together. Obviously, a lot of that's due to the, you know, continuous storyline structure. But like, I had easier times picking Tenchi episodes than this. Like,
yeah, it just goes on and on and on and on. And with the same kind of stuff.
Right. But that said, I think my favorite was episode 62, which was Piccolo's Return.
Oh.
Basically.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, right. This is obviously the episode where they wish back Piccolo, and they have to figure it out. And all that stuff's garbage. This episode is made for one moment, like, there's one thing here that I thought was great, And it is that while Vegeta is, you know, threatening to murder Krillin, Gohan, and Dende after they fail to make him immortal, he stops mid-sentence because Frieza has arrived.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's like one of the things that this show actually did a really good job of was building up Frieza.
Yeah, yeah, I can, for sure.
Like, even from his first appearance, it's clear that he's a total badass that's not to be messed with. And they spent basically the entire Namek arc hiding from him.
Yeah.
So him actually showing up in proximity to the main characters is a really great scene. And, like, there's something about Vegeta's reaction to it that really sells it. And
yeah, that was definitely a cool little moment.
Yeah, and the rest of the episode is pretty standard, with the exception of Vegeta waking up and his monologue that includes, darn, rats, shoot, holy cosmos, and oh my gosh, because
yeah.
Even the Funimation dub had to be kiddified a little bit.
Oh my god, yeah.
Rats is like the funniest thing to hear Vegeta, a mass murderer,
yeah,
say.
Yeah. That's funny. It's also funny because my least favorite episode was episode 62, Piccolo's Return.
Yeah, and you know what? I get it.
Yeah. So the first, like, I don't know, 19 minutes of this 20-minute episode are basically everybody is deliberating over who to wish back and when to wish. And, like, for some reason, I feel like this episode almost triggered, like, a social anxiety in me where it's like, when I feel like I have customers waiting on me at work.
Yeah, sure.
Purunga, this, like, eternal dragon, is waiting on all of them impatiently as they just, like, spend fucking such a long time standing in front of this dragon figuring out what their wish is going to be.
Yeah, and...
And, of course, like I said, they cut to Tien and Yamcha and the whole peanut gallery there being like, yeah, send me back, send me back. No, wait, this is how we should do it. And they keep arguing, and nothing happens. And then Vegeta comes in, and he's like, fuck you. I want
to
make a wish.
Well,
and then
to be fair, they have already wished Piccolo back and to Namek by the time that Vegeta shows up. But
that's, yeah, but it's like the whole thing, the whole episode is deliberation.
Yeah, that's
in, like,
true.
A very annoying way that could be solved in seconds.
Sure, and it's weird, too, because, like, the decision to bring Piccolo back just makes so much sense, you know? Like,
yeah.
Him coming back will bring Kami back, which will bring the Earth Dragon Balls back, which will mean that, you know, the other people could be wished back too. Whereas wishing back Yamcha doesn't do shit. Like, it's such a logical thing. And again, of course, my main experience with this whole show, what that I remember clearly anyway, was the manga. And let me tell you, there's no stupid deliberation in the manga. There might be a panel of Tien and Yamcha being like, what? But they pretty quickly acquiesce to the idea of, oh yeah, Piccolo makes the most sense.
Yeah. I'd say, on the other hand, like, my favorite episode was a pretty good, like, it's an okay episode. It's unfortunately, like, nothing that stands out super well to me in this block. My favorite episode was,
as we said,
Fighting Power 1,000,000. In this episode, it's like you've got a couple flashbacks. Like, Frieza has these kind of, like, okay flashbacks to the past of when he was ruling over planet Vegeta, and King Vegeta, who's Vegeta's dad, tried to rebel against him, and he blew up everybody and blew up everything. And that's okay. You get some Bulma filler that's not terrible. Like, okay, the Bulma filler is terrible, but I like what it links to. So basically,
yeah, right.
The whole point of the episode is Frieza transforms into second form. And the filler makes sense because it's Bulma running from a stampede, and then it actually links back because it's like, oh, why are they stampeding? And it's like, oh, they're stampeding because they sense Frieza and, like, somewhere on the planet being so powerful.
Yeah, and also, like, as a reminder or just a general statement to those of you who are not familiar with Dragon Ball Z, you know, coming back to it, it is crazy to see how much a character's power is communicated by the environment around them just being destroyed as they power up.
Yeah. Just like natural disasters just happening because of that. We get a satisfying bit of like Frieza just stabs Krillin right off the bat.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And it's just like Krillin dead. Not dead, but very close.
Yeah, somehow getting impaled through the chest. He's fine.
Yeah, right. And then Gohan goes like nuts and powers up and does the... Even though Gohan powering up and being super powerful when he's angry is kind of a total trope now, I enjoyed seeing it here, and it was satisfying seeing him kick some ass, especially after Frieza's like bragging about his new form and everyone's fretting and no one could possibly damage him, that Gohan can just like be like, fuck you, and he just like starts punching and throwing shots and shit, especially after like the early series he's just fretting so much.
Yeah, that's
seeing
true.
It is kick ass now.
It is nice
satisfying
to see Gohan not like be a little kid, which is kind of he is, but
even though
you know,
he is a little kid.
Yeah, right. It's nice to see him in a fight be competent. That's
but then like,
I'm
you know, at. After the fight he's weak again and he just gets punched in one hit and taken out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, I consider it like it's not fantastic, but it's like a slightly shallower spot in the swamp that we're wading through, known as Dragon Ball Z.
I take issue with Gohan being able to fight second form Frieza when he's angry. Did he not get angry when fighting Raikoum? Like, shouldn't he have just fucking laid Raikoum out by getting angry? Like, it's not like he's been nearly killed.
Moment.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't just destroy Raikoum immediately, which you'd assume if he's fighting Frieza, who's way more powerful, you know, toe-to-toe, he'd be able to just lay out Raikoum.
Krillin.
Sure, but, like, he was... I don't know. Well, all I'm getting at is that the strength of Gohan's power when he's angry is plot...
It's plot strength,
yeah. It's plot strength, exactly.
But at least he's not, like, always that strong. Like, he weakens pretty quick after.
Yeah, right.
But seeing him just flip out and just do all these cool combos and, like, on him and totally surprise Frieza, but not destroy him, you know, obviously.
Yeah, right, like, beat him up, and then Frieza's like, wow, that kid's
dust
powerful.
Clear moments.
Etc.
Yeah. What was your least favorite?
Yeah, so my least favorite is kind of just, as usual... When I have kind of a tough choice, I tend to pick a thing that is more interesting and generally something that I feel like is kind of emblematic of the show's problems as a whole. So in that spirit, episode 63, The Fusion, is an episode where Frieza's basically shown off how powerful he is and Piccolo fuses with Nail. And...
God.
Like many things in Dragon Ball Z, this is this thing where Piccolo fusing with Nail is actually an interesting like moment, and it's an interesting kind of emotional thing too, you know.
Right.
He's fusing with Nail as though Nail were Kami, like becoming a whole Namekian again instead of part of one.
Yeah, and he merges consciousnesses with him, which is like a unique and kind of interesting concept to discuss.
Yeah,
but...
right. He's basically eliminating himself in order to become more powerful and, you know, also become nicer, kind of. But yeah, he is essentially, you know, and to be fair, the show makes it more of a sunken place kind of thing than a direct merging.
Yeah, right, because Nail can still kind of come out in him and talk.
Yeah, but Piccolo's still in control. Which, you know, is fine. But I think it's an interesting concept, and it's cool to, like, force some kind of sacrifice that's different from how characters usually have sacrifice in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of emotional sacrifice in this show. That said, the sequence where he merges lasts forever. And
so long.
It, again, like, it's just... Dragon Ball Z is relentless. It takes a good idea and it just beats you over the head with it until your head is caved in. And
yeah,
it's,
it just beats you to death.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. And, like, you know, I think this episode was, like, the worst example of that. Because it's something that I think is really cool. And, again, that I liked a lot in the manga. That's going to be my fucking catchphrase for this block, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
But it just doesn't work just here because like it takes forever.
Yeah.
It also, to be fair, has some great moments, like Frieza demanding a countdown to transform and Vegeta begrudgingly like doing a very quick countdown.
That's right. It's a weird comedy moment in the middle of everything.
The other thing about this episode that's great is it's, I think, the first episode where two really powerful characters just kind of push against each other and yeah. like yell. And then, of course, yeah. the environment around them gets annihilated because they're so powerful.
Yeah, but all they're doing is just kind of holding hands and pushing towards each other.
Yeah, right. Which, it lasts, of course, it lasts so long. Catchphrase this block really is, it lasts so long. But I was, like, laughing in tears watching it because it just keeps going to a ludicrous extent.
Well, and that's the same thing because I seem to remember an episode that the entire episode is Goku and Frieza doing that in a fight. So get ready for that. Can you imagine 20 minutes cutting in and out back and forth to like some bullshit subplot, King Kai fretting, and then Goku and Frieza just holding hands, pushing against each other like they're having a foot war, but with hands. It's fucking so dumb.
Yeah, I hope that you're misremembering that, but that might be pretty funny. Because that is what it would be. It would be, and then it would cut to like Gohan. And he'd be like,
at the very least, I remember that being.
And then, you know, King Kai freaking out.
At least I remember that. I remember that being the main point of a of an episode preview. So we get that to look forward to. Previews and stuff in this show are still pretty good. They're pretty lame. Goku just like Goku reading the previews is great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Vegeta wants to fight against Krillin, so take what you will with that, I guess.
Like, Vegeta wants to fight with Krillin. Figure that out. Yeah,
that's
like
such a great line.
That's a great moment. There's a point in these episodes where Vegeta basically realizes that he can power level to an extent by grievously wounding himself and then having Dende heal him because Saiyans get stronger after recovering from near-death encounters.
Yeah, so he's just like, you, Baldy, beat me up. Eventually he passes him enough.
And then Krillin just one-shots him.
One-shots him, which is awesome. Like, how the fuck?
Krillin like, being a badass for like 1 second.
Blast through his chest and like almost kills him, leaves a gaping hole in Vegeta's entire torso.
Yeah, and then Dende refuses to heal him because he's so evil, which frankly, good call, Dende.
Yeah, makes sense. And then like Nail's like, nah, you should do it. He's like, fine, I'll do it. Heals him, and then Vegeta kicks him in the face.
I shouldn't laugh that evil. At that, but yeah, of course, because Vegeta's it's a total so prick. Oh, God.
Kicks this child in the face.
Kicks the child who just saved him from death in the face. Like, let's not. It's about as ridiculous as you can get. This show is stupid.
This show is so stupid.
I love it, but it's very stupid. And yes, it is. I found myself saying that aloud, like, pretty frequently watching these episodes.
Well, you know what? Let's ponder some of that stupidity during our break.
We'll return in a moment.
Hey there, listener. Thank you for lending us your ears. If you'd consider yourself a fan of the podcast, why not subscribe on iTunes? And if you're a big fan, consider leaving us a review. If you want to interact with us more directly, we would absolutely love to hear from you. We can be found at facebook.com/HBpod and Twitter at HBpod. If you are like me and are socially awkward, and therefore don't know what to talk to people about, consider leaving us an over-under bet based on Dragon Ball Z, the series that we are still watching. For example, how many episodes are left after Frieza says that Namek's going to blow up in 5 minutes. Because let me tell you, it's more than one. It's a lot more than one somehow. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll try to guess, and that will influence the next series we watch. Our next episode will be up on November 1st, so I suppose this is my opportunity to wish you a happy Halloween. Dress up, get some candy, or whatever people do on that particular holiday. And we'll be back to our thoughts on Dragon Ball Z in just a moment.
Dragon Ball Z now continues, only Toonami.
So, having pondered those stupid moments, Peter, how are you feeling about this block? How are you feeling about it? I feel like we've been very coy.
This block is a bad sign of things to come. Just straight up. Like, I generally enjoy watching DBZ, or have, and now it's getting tough.
Well, okay, I feel like I should point out that earlier today you texted me that you realized that the next 30 episodes are Goku fighting Frieza.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. So, that is 40 episodes of Frieza being fought in general. Basically, 40 episodes.
Yeah, and 30 of Goku. It's insane.
Yeah, like, that's all of Macross.
It's all of Gundam, the original series, I'm pretty sure. I think that was 36 episodes.
I believe that's 52, actually. But Gundam Wing, it's almost all of that. It's of course, it's like seven... It's like seven Tenchi Muyos. It's all of Sailor Moon, more so. Like, all of Sailor Moon is one fight in DBZ. That's fucked up. Like, I realized that today, and I was just like, oh, no. Like, I remember it taking forever as a kid. And I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, it might be like 30 episodes or something. But yeah. I never, like, was face-to-face
You never thought about it? The original Mobile Suit Gundam, by the way, was 43 episodes. So 43. It's basically the entirety of Mobile Suit Gundam. A series that spawned an entire genre.
One fight. One fight.
Oh, man.
Ronin, like... Warriors, one fight. Sailor Moon, one fight. Reboot, one fight.
Jesus, here's the thing. Like,
you're
saying this, and somehow just now it's sinking into me too. Like, oh God, you're right. That is cool. So much. Holy shit, man. This is gonna be a slog. Like, I remember
the next entire block is Goku fighting Frieza. Actually, the next three blocks.
Yeah, the next
Goku
three episodes of
Frieza.
This podcast are Goku fighting Frieza. We may talk about paring that down as far as podcast episodes go. But here's the thing. I remember, like, when I was in college, I was hanging out with my roommates, and there was a Dragon Ball Z marathon on.
Oh, man.
Now, we were, generally speaking, easily entertained fools. Like, we would watch each other play Skyrim for hours on end. Like,
we watched a lot of Power Rangers.
Yeah, yes, we did. We watched a lot of Power Rangers. We watched a lot of shit that was just not that interesting or good.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe is great.
Sure.
Only because of Cobra Commander. But... yeah, but, you know, a whole bunch of kind of crappy whatever nonsense. The point is that there's a Dragon Ball Z marathon. We tried. We legitimately were like, we're going to watch the whole Frieza saga in one sitting, and we couldn't do it. We had to stop because it takes so goddamn long. Like, I don't even think we got to Goku being a Super Saiyan. Like,
oh, my God.
And to Spoiler be fair, alert. That was one sitting, not... you know, multiple sittings over the course of a month. So that'll probably make it more tolerable.
Sure.
But,
but this last block was rough. Like, it was hard for me to watch all of this. Like, the stuff that gets me by is, like, the awkward character lines and when characters fuck up idioms and phrases, like we mentioned last week. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, sure, that stuff's kind of funny, but... So much of it is waiting and characters charging up and characters going, yeah,
and
fretting.
The thing is, that's
not fun to watch.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, we're not exactly saying anything original here. So I feel
it
might be best to move on a little bit. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z ultimately, yes, there is a reason Kai exists. It is shit like the Frieza fight. Now, I will say that I think to an extent watching this brings out the kid in me more than, you know, my daily life already does. Just like there's something to me about the fight against Frieza that I probably won't tolerate this as much going forward. But I have a surprisingly high tolerance for it because Frieza was my favorite villain as a kid. Like, I think I mentioned this when we recorded Dragon Ball Z episodes before, like 1 through 5. But Frieza and the way that this fight plays out, like, I think is part of the reason that Dragon Ball Z had such a huge impact on me as a kid and is, like, part of the reason that we're talking about it now at all. Like, this was a thing that I had never ever seen before, anything close to it. Like,
well, and even the length of it was something that, like, conceptually, exactly. I kind of respect. Like
yeah.
The very thought of it is just like, this is one fight that takes so long. It's that much of a drag out battle, just brutal, crazy drag out battle.
Yeah. Now the problem is
it's very difficult.
Now the problem for me is not necessarily that it takes so long, just that I know that probably like 2/3 of that are just kind of like repeat footage and, you know, filler stuff. Like, I wouldn't mind it as much if it was just new fighting happening. But Jesus, like, 40 episodes. It's hard to have fresh, new fighting between the same two characters for that entire time.
Right.
And yeah, like, as far as respecting it, I do kind of respect the audacity of this. Like, it's crazy that it exists like this. And of course, yeah, as a kid, like, it got to a point where I honestly, as a kid, thought that it was possible that they wouldn't be able to beat Frieza. Like,
oh, man,
I think that's why I like this so much, is because Frieza is such a threatening and overpowered villain that no one can really stand against him. Anytime anybody does, he just transforms, gets more powerful, and beats the crap out of him. Like, no one can stop him. And I think as a kid, there came a point where, you know, I wanted to see him defeated badly because I didn't think, you know, that he could be.
Well, I remember being so relieved when they defeat him finally. And when, you know, any of these like interstitial episodes between sagas, like, just like, oh my god, finally a moment of peace.
breath of fresh air.
Battling, like, it's insane.
That's funny to me because
it's like triumphant,
right? You know, it's interesting that you bring up like the relief of them beating Frieza finally, because I agree with you, but, and I'll definitely talk about this in the future, when Frieza is made into a cyborg and comes to Earth with King Cold after all of this shit's over with, I was blown away. Like, I was so excited because, again, Frieza was my favorite villain. And I was like, oh my god, he's even stronger. Like, this fight's gonna take forever.
No.
Which, for some reason, was something I was excited about.
I feel like I didn't see that as a kid. Because if I had, I'd be like, none of this. Frieza's done. Get him out of here.
No, which, he is. He's murdered, like, instantly.
Yes, that's the thing. A kid comes from the future and destroys him instantly.
Yeah, God, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Like, this is how boring talking about this part of Dragon Ball Z is, that we're starting to talk about stuff that happens in the future. Like,
yeah.
Because there's just nothing.
I can't wait till GT, man. I want to see how crazy that show gets.
Oh, yeah, GT will be fun. It's really mainly weird. Because neither of us have seen it.
Yeah.
And it's and really I know it's strange. Weird. You know what else will be all fun? Right. G Gundam. Let's talk about other shows that we're going to watch eventually Gundam. That are going to be really
America's
enjoyable.
Gundam.
Maxter Gundam.
America's Gundam is a boxing Gundam with pistols.
And a surfboard. And a well, football
yeah,
helmet.
It does have a surfboard. How American can you get? Chibbity Crockett is a pilot, so that's how
I'm
American
surprised
you
it's
can
not
get.
Wearing a cowboy hat as well, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean the Mexico Gundam, the Neo Mexico Gundam, has a sombrero, and the original name of it is
Gundam.
Tequila Gundam. It was changed to Cactus Gundam in the American version. But
yeah.
Because
oh boy,
yeah,
caricature Gundam.
Boy, good times that will be, but that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about
well, we gotta talk about
Frieza.
The bet then.
Yeah, we do.
Wow, fuck, what's our bet? I won the last one. Second form Frieza was around for 4 episodes instead of 5, so I barely won. Third form Frieza was 1 episode, of course.
Yeah, kind of technically 2, but really like half of 2 episodes, so more like 1. Yeah, so we need to figure out a bet for this week. Obviously, you won, as you just said. What could happen this week? How
character
many
deaths?
No. Okay.
No, because we know that, pretty much.
How many episodes do you think... Now, this is kind of tricky, but I remember there's a point where Goku forms a spirit bomb, and other characters have to distract Frieza while Goku's forming the spirit bomb. And this happens for, I'm pretty sure, like an episode at least.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that might be good? Like how many episodes of spirit bomb formation there are?
How many times do characters say darn?
You know what? I'm kind of on board with that.
All right, and that could be anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I vote first then. I'm going to go with 1. Just 1. It's going to be a lot more drat and rats and holy cosmos than there is going to be darn.
A lot of Frieza like talking tough probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. No. 1 darn.
Fuck, fine. I'm locked in. 1.
Okay, cool. I guess I'll just say, like, 3. Like, I don't think there's going to be a ton of them, but who knows? You know, it could be another race ban and murders, like, 20 people in one episode of Johnny Quest.
Darn! Oh, my God. I was tempted to go 5, and I you know, it's too late.
Yes, it
is. 1 and 3. We
all
got
right.
this.
Cool. Well, strap in, folks, because, oh, boy, we have 30 episodes of just straight-up Frieza fighting. Over the next 3 weeks, which, boy.
Oh my gosh, we're in a darn heck of a time.
This might just turn into us, like, talking about random bullshit for an hour, like, even more than it was today.
That's okay.
Maybe. I don't know if any listeners are particularly interested in that.
Yeah, we'll complain right about in. Video games for an hour like we did before the podcast. All right.
Yeah. All righty. Well, next week we're going to be tackling Dragon Ball
episodes
Z episodes
71 through 80.
Indeed. But until then, this has been Hyperspace Broadcasts. I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And be sure to revisit us next week. Some acknowledgments. Bumpers were taken from the video Toonami, Moltar, and Tom Bumper Collection, DBZ 1080p HD, uploaded by YouTube user SlimD716 once again. Thanks a lot, SlimD716. The opening and closing music is Vapor Diving by Onatech off the album Onatech Instrumentals Volume 6. You can find more of their music on SoundCloud, and you should, because, as you can probably tell, it's pretty good. Rights were secured through Jamendo.
I wish live action DBZ.
pretty sure live action Dragon Ball didn't have
Krillin. Not have Krillin. Yeah. It may have had like some nerd who was beaten up and they just named him Krillin in one scene.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
here's a bone. Fuck you.